On Monday, Governor Gordon announced budget cuts totaling more than $250 million, or nearly 10% of the state's general fund budget. At a media briefing Wednesday, the governor addressed the budget reductions by saying that there simply isn't enough income.
We lost roughly a third of what we count on to pay our bills, every program in the state. One third gone. Last year, we had 33 rigs running in Wyoming. At the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, we learned that we had one rig running. Coal, as everybody knows, is under enormous pressure. And so one third of our income is gone. Earlier today, I was asked, well, let's just use the rainy day account. That might last for about a year. And then we have nothing to fall back on. As governor, it is my constitutional duty to balance that budget. 33 and a third, one third of our income is gone, and I have to reduce what our expenditures are. I have to cut the budget to make sure that we have a balanced budget.
The governor this week approved 10% cuts for most state agencies, boards, and commissions. The Department of Health, with the state's largest budget, will see a 9% cut totaling approximately $90 million. Gordon stressed that the impacts of the budget cuts will be felt outside of state government as well. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.